Neue Territorial Monster, Jutgewoll, TVS Topschnein sein, Rebellion Zazeluga.
Start. Okay, good morning, gentlemen. It's my first time I've ever spoken here in the Tailorway, so I start off with a Shechayonu. Hope it won't be the last. Oh, I mean. My oldest brother is a big Amharetz, a big ignoramus. And every time I bump into him in the street, he says to me, he gives me bizyonos, he cheppers, makes latonus of me. Not very nice about the fact that I'm learning a kollel man. This is what a friend of mine told me. He asked me a shaila. He's got his older brother, who's this ignoramus, this amoretz. He wants to know, does he have to be mechabed his older brother or not? Everyone knows there's a chiyuv of achiv hagadol, besides the chiyuv of kibbut avaim. Is there a chiyuv by someone his brother is not being nice to him, he's chepering him, and he's being mevaza teira? So let's start.
What about the father?
About the father is another shmuz. The father is more chamo. Yes. Even the father is more chamo. So we're going to go through the halachas of being mechaved an older brother today. The reason why it comes into Parashat Vayechi is because a lot of the halachas are based on a Rashi in this week's parasha. Yeah. The pasuk says, Shimon ve'Levi achim klei chamos mechiroseim. By the brachas of Yaakov's children, he says, Shimon ve'Levi are brothers, klei chamos mechiroseim. So Rashi explains, what were they brothers in? Brothers in crime? And two things. One thing was, they destroyed Shechem. And the other thing was that they sold Yosef. Like it says in Pasuk, Vayomru ish el achiv l'chu v'nargeyu. They wanted to kill Yosef. Ish el achiv, one brother to another brother, and that was Shimon ve'Levi. So Rashi says, how did Yaakov work out with Shimon ve'Levi? So there's a long Rashi here that goes through a whole process of elimination, why it couldn't have been any other Shevatim besides Shimon and Levi. Rashi says, it couldn't have been Reuven and Yehuda, because they didn't want to kill him. Reuven wanted to save him, Yehuda sold him to Mitzrayim. It couldn't have been the Bnei Ashvachos, because they were Bisholim, they were friendly. V'hunares Bnei Bilav, Bnei Zilpa. It couldn't have been Yisachar and Zevulun, this is the one I want. Shaloi ha'yimadabrim b'fnei achim ha'gdoili mehem. They wouldn't have spoken out in front of their older brothers. That's what Rashi says. Yeah. So finally, who we're left with? It can't be Yosef Binyamin, of course. So we're left with Shimon ve'Levi. Yeah, there's a lot of kashas one can ask in this Rashi. For sure, ask a lot of kashas. Why Rashi goes in different reasons. I'm going to come slowly over the kashas and rebuild the Yisodis through that, which the Achreina build the Yisodis from this Rashi. That means the state of birth is very important. There was Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda born first from Leah. After that, Bilha, who was the Shifcha of Rachel, had Don and Naphtali. Then came Zilpah, who was a Shifcha of Leah, had God and Asher. And finally, Leah had Yisachar and Zvulun. Leah had, again, another two children, yes, Yisachar and Zvulun. And at the end, Rachel had Yosef and Binyamin. That was the Seder, how it went. Yeah, very important. Okay, we'll go to the beginning of the parasha, the beginning of the Inyan. The Gemara in Kesubas, Daf Kuf Gimel, Amit Aleph, Darshan's the Pasuk, Habi Desavicha Vesimecha. We learn that from here, Kibud Av. But not only that, the Gemara in Kesubas says there's two S. S avicha ve es imecha, which is not necessary. So the Gemara Darshan's Kabit S avicha means hatofil avicha, means eshes avicha, if your father got remarried, you have to be mechabed his wife, stepmother. Ve es imecha, if your mother got remarried, you have to be mechabed her husband. That's ve es imecha. There's still one extra letter here, the Gemara Darshan's vav. It doesn't have to say ve es imecha, it could say kabit es avicha, es imecha. The Vav comes to Marbe Achicha HaGadol. Vav L'Rabbeis Achicha HaGadol. So it says in the Gemara and Kesubas. Yeah, so the first shaila is, does it mean the oldest brother or does it mean any elder brother? As long as someone's older than you. So Rashi says, Yisachon Zvulun Lohim Dabrim Mefnei Achiem HaGadolim Mehem. They're older brothers. Losh Rashi's Maduk, any older brother. But if you look in the poiskim right in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Mem, which is the Hilchos Kibud Avaim, there's two little sifim there about the kibud of your older brother, which is Sif Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel. There it says, it's brought down from the Rosh, Shal Chuvus HaRosh, makes no difference, only the Achronim, right, only the oldest brother and not an elder brother. The Shavus Yaakov, one of the Chuvus, early Chuvus for him, about 250 years ago, someone called Rabbi Yaakov Reisha, he writes, why only the oldest brother? So he says, because the oldest brother is Tachas Aviv V'Yerusha. He stands in the place of your father, and he's the Yerush, he's the B'chayr. He's the Mamali Mokim of your father, just like there's a Chiyuv to be Mechabed your father, so also you have to be Mechabed your eldest brother. The second brother is exactly the same as you.
If the eldest brother is not alive anymore...
Right, then it doesn't. The halacha doesn't change, even though the second one.
The second one is now the oldest.
He's the oldest. He's not going to be the mamale makim of his father. He's not going to get pishnayim and all the b'chira. Shimon v'Levi, Rashi says Shimon v'Levi must have been the brothers who said v'yom reish alachiv. Yes, there's a posh takasha. You say, ask the same thing. Lo yahim adabrim fnei achim hagdoyle mehem. He had an older brother called Reuven. They couldn't speak up in front of Reuven. Yeah, this kasha I saw in the Be'er Mayim Chaim.
Reuven
was there some of the time. He had disappeared for one day to help his father. Right, so Shimon v'Levi had an older brother called Reuven. How did they speak up in front of him? Yes, according to Rashi's Cheshbon. So I saw in the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, written by Reb Chaim, the brother of the Maral Miprag. Not the Chassidish Be'er Mayim Chaim, the other one. The Sefer has been brought up by Reb Shraga Fiver Schneebalk, who is a brother of our Reuven Shlita. No, he was lived in London. Shraga Fiver Schneebalk. His brother from London. He brought out the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Be'er Mayim Chaim asks his kasha, how can Shimon v'Levi speak up in front of his older brother, Reuven? So he says, no, Rashi works out that if you've got Yisach and Zvulun, or Shimon and Levi, it's probably Yisach and Zvulun, because they had four older brothers, but not Shimon v'Levi had only one elder brother, Reuven. Okay, this already is mashma, that is not a din of kibbut ochiv agadol, otherwise what's the difference? Yeah. Right, but Allah, we have to remember that only the eldest brother, not the second brother, even if the eldest brother is ready nifta, only the oldest brother, one has a chiyuv of kibud too. Now the shaila, what about a brother who's only a half brother? Is only a brother from the same mother or the same father?
And he's the oldest.
And he's the oldest, of course, yeah.
We're talking about the oldest.
That's right, yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Mem, the Shulchan Aruch writes, no difference, yeah, also comes from the Rosh. Doesn't matter if he's a brother from your father, a brother from your mother, as long as he's the oldest, one is Chayav to Mechabed him. But, Reb Yonis and Eibeshitz, in the Sefer Yaras Devash, writes, yeah, he also was a poysik, he wrote many Sforim in Halacha, Kresi Oplesi, Matthew Yonis in the Shulchan Aruch, even Yaras Devash is Drush, but he writes there a very interesting Halacha. He writes there that the Chiyuv Kibud, so your eldest brother is only if he's a brother from also your mother. But if he's only a brother from your father, you're not chayv and kibud. So you've got half-brother who's a brother only from the same father, you're not chayv and kibud avaim, kibud achiv. But if he's a half-brother from your mother, you are chayv. Very strange.
Other round
should be. So he explains himself and he brings a raya from our Rashi. He explains that, why is a person mechayv to mechabed his father and his mother? Because it's shlosh shutfin yesh ba'adam. There's three partners in a person. Every person that's born has his father, his mother, nakadosh baruch hu, like the Gemara says in Nida. An older brother, when he's born, a person has a karas atoyv to him. Says the Rebbeinu in Eibeshitz. The reason is ki ilu garam hezek le'im bebeten v'yetzia. If he would have caused any damage to his mother, but better in the stomach, v'yitzia, when he came out, hoya nimna li dosoi, this younger sibling would have never been born. So memela, afhu sibas li dosoi, your elder brother is also the sibba of your birth. Memela, you chayav to be mechabed him. He's like a shutuf. He's a shutuf in your birth, like your father and your mother. So memela, that's only negeh when it's a brother from your mother. A brother is only a brother from your father and a different woman. It's got no shaykhus to you. Memela, you're not chayav in kibud. Ach, me aviv. Big chiddush la halacha, and he takes it like that la halacha. There's no problem with it. According to this, then obviously it'd be any elder sibling, not only your eldest brother, anyone older than you, even an older sister. I'm going to discuss that later on. Yeah, but he doesn't say that. He doesn't say the halacha. He says he limits the halacha only to a brother from your mother, not from your father. So he brings a raya from our Rashi. This is very interesting, this. Rashi says, Yisachar and Zvulun wouldn't have spoken up in front of the elder brothers. What happened to the Bnei HaShvachis? The Bnei HaShvachis, they were also younger than Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Only after that came Don, Naphtali, God, and Asher. So they also had an elder brother. So why didn't Rashi say the same reason? Says the Rebbeinu in Eibushitz, because they were from a different mother. They were born from the Bnei HaShvachis. They were born from the Shvachis, which is Bilhah and Zilpah. Doesn't matter if they had the same father, Yaakov. They had a different mother. They had a different mother. They're not Mechuyav in Kibbud. Only Soch and Zvulun, which had the same mother, which were born from Leah, do have a Mechuyav Kibbud. That's why when it comes to Soch and Zvulun, Rashi says, Lo yimidabrim b'fnei achiyah magdoyle mehem. Cheres, a gewaldige raya. We'll see later on, other Achrayim take on the whole Rashi's no Mechuyav at all for Kibbud. Achiv Agadol, all Rashi's discussing is you shouldn't speak up in front of an elder sibling, which is another inyan. La halacha, there's no difference. Shulchan Aruch Baskins and say a brother from your mother, say a brother from your mother, or it's just a brother from your father. You have to be mechabit. That's what we have to know. Yeah, we don't pasken like this. Rebbeinu Eibushitz, Shulchan Aruch and Furish Yosef, not like that. Achoisoy hagdoilon, older sister. Yeah, so the Gemara only says, Achiv HaGadol, not Achayis HaGadolah. The Pashto is Dafkar, an older brother. The Shavus Yaakov, who speaks about these issues, apparently got a Shaila. Someone asked him, I've got an older, the oldest sibling is a girl, is a sister. Am I Mechuyav to Mechavita? So the Shavus Yaakov writes a Tshuva, he says, I can't think of any reason that one should be Chayav to be Mechavita, an older sister. The only reason I can think of is a Medrash in Pashas V'Yetzi. It says in Parshas V'Yetzer, Yaakov Avinu was ready to go back to his father's house, to Yitzchak. And he was frightened of Laban, will stop playing his games again. So he decided to sneak out quietly. So he called Rachel and Leah together and told them, I've had a dream. Rachel came to me in a dream, I should go back. So the pasuk says, "Vatan Rachel veLeo vatemarna loy ha'oid lanu chelek v'nachla beveis avinu." Rachel and Leah answered Yaakov. So the medrash says, "There's a machlokes in the medrash of Yetzei. Why did Rachel die when she was young? Why did she die? Why did she pass away when she was young? Yeah, she was, I think, 33 when she died. Yes. By the birth of Binyamin." So what's famous is, the reason Rashi brings down in the parasha, because she stole the trophim, the Avodah Zorah, of her father Lavan. Right? And Yaakov had said, whoever stolen the Avodah Zorah should die. So Yaakov said, the klala, and she died. That's one shitta in the Medrash. The other shitta is, the shitta says, it's called Reb Yudan. Reb Yudan, Oymer, Mipnei, Shedibro, Bifnei, Achiso, Hagdoilo. Rachel spoke out in front of her elder sister. Vatan, Rachel, Veleo. She spoke out first. Speaking out in front of an elder sister, that caused her to die young. Tragic. I don't know if a normal person would be Chai Misa, but someone with the Madrega of Rachel, Kachmorchu is Mtaktikim, Sadikim, Kachut HaSaira. That's what Rav Yudan says in the Medrash. That's why she died young. So the Shavus Yaakov says, look, I found a Makur that one has to be Mechabed, an older sister. He can't speak out in front of an older sister. So the Shavus Yaakov says, no. It's nothing to do with it in Kibbud. It's poshut because of the halacha in the Maseches Ovis, Perikei. Ovis in Perikei, it says, Shiva devarim b'chacham v'chilufeyem b'goylem. The seven things by a chacham, and the opposite is by a goylem. What are the seven things by a chacham? One of them is, chacham einu medaber b'fnei mishi godol mimenu b'chachma uv'minyan. A chacham does not speak out in front of someone who's bigger than him, b'chachma means greater than chachma, or the minion in age. So the Shavus Yaakov says that was the tzvia on Rachel, that she spoke out in front of her elder sister. And the Shavus Yaakov says, who are our Rashi and Pashas Vayechi, what we're dealing with right at the beginning, loy hoye medabrim b'fnei achiyem agdoyle mehem, there's nothing got to do with the kibbut ach hagadol, like the Yaris Tavash wants to take on. It's poshut, you mustn't speak out in front of an elder sibling, it's not derech eretz, it's a maisa of a goylem. I find this a bit interesting. But the Shulchan Aruch says it, so I'm a battle myself. A tan Rachel Velea, speaking out, acting like a goylem, should cause Rachel to die young. So it could be that was the svara of the one who asked Rabbi Yaakov Raisha, who asked the Shulchan Aruch, Oyen Chayv to Mechabed an older sister. Over Lalocha, we have to know there's no Chiyuv to Mechabed an older sister. Anyone who's got the eldest is a sister, is potter from the whole Chiyuv of Mechabed a brother, older brother.
But what about the concept of Korosakov to an elder brother or sister, for that matter, in not damaging the mother when she gave birth?
Right, that is not. Sorry? You're talking about.
In not damaging the mother.
The elder sister, or that's what I said early on. According to the Yaras Lavash, according to that concept, then one should be mechadish mechabed even an older sister.
Yeah.
But because it's not brought down, Mamela, we can't be mechadish new halacha. Even the Yaras Davash, who says this concept, does not say you have to mechabed an older sister. He just says the oldest brother, and he limits it, an oldest brother only from the mother, not from the father. Yeah, so we can't make up our own halachas, even though it does seem so, misvara. The Shulchan Aruch just says, Achiv, the Achronim say dafka, a brother, not a sister. That is the halacha. An elder sister, one does not need to be mechabed. But of course, you mustn't speak out in front of her. That's the poshut halacha of Derech Eretz. To speak out in front of an elder sibling is not an inyan of kavod, an inyan of bizayon, that the Shmuz Yaakov says. It's not right. You're acting like a goylem. Now we're coming towards the shayla which we started off with. An elder brother who's an Amar Oretz. An elder brother is not a shema Torah mitzvah. Someone who's mevaza Torah, are you mechuyev to be mechabed or not? So this is a mefurash sif in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Chof Gimel, Ach Gadol, an elder brother, shechireif obizo la'achiv shehu talmud chacham v'kotam. An elder brother, the oldest brother, who cursed and shamed his younger brother, who is a talmud chacham and younger from him. The nido hakotun l'gadol, and the younger one put the elder one in chirim. Yofe osa sheni deyu. Yeah, this comes from a Rosh. The Rosh writes in Shuvas, and it's gepasked in the Shulchan Aruch, he did very well that he put him in chirim. De kivin she'ene nois upon him la Torah, because this elder brother is not, doesn't give cover to the Torah, ene oise mase amach, he's not nichlal in oise mase amach, he does not do the ways of a Jew. The ene chayev l'chabdu, not chayev l'chabdu, an elder brother who does not keep Torah and mitzvahs, who is mevaz of the Torah. That's what Shulchan Aruch writes. So the Darkei Moshe, that is a pirush on the Beis Yosef, his masig on the Beis Yosef, comes from the Ramah. He asked the Kasha, why is this different? Why is an elder brother different than a father? I already heard people murmuring here in the Sibur. Why is it different than a father? A father who's not Shema Torah Mitzvahs, a father who's Chayev Nidui, there's a Mefurash Yosef in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Aleph, that's the next Simon in Hilchos Kibud Avaim, the second Simon. Mefurash Yosef, if a father's Chayev Nidui, a son can't be a Shliach to put him in Chirim. A son is not allowed to put in Chirim a father who is Chayev Nidui. So if Kibud Achagadol is the same halachas as Kibud Aviv, which seems to be the same, how can the Rosh write Yofe Oso Shinidehu? It's very good what he did, they put him in Chirim. How can he put him in Chirim? So I heard the Teretz. This actually, my elder brother told me this Teretz. Yeah, I'm being mechabit him now, Barabim, by saying in his name. Yeah, got one older brother. I think people are suspecting that I'm the oldest in the family. That's why I'm giving this Rosh. No, I've got no Nikias here. I'm the second to oldest. My elder brother told me a Teretz B'Shem the base male. Beis Meir is a Pirush in Shulchan Aruch, also about 200 years ago. He said there's a chiluk between, a poshut chiluk, obvious, between Kibud and Moira. It only says, Kavit es avicha v'simecha, and we learn out from there, Achiv HaGadol, your elder brother Yechayv and Kibud. But there's no chiyuv Moira from your elder brother. Right? This is another poshut, it says, Ish imoy v'ovev tirol. And there we don't dash in any vav to be married by your elder brother. So you've only got a rib with your elder brother for Kibud, and not for Moira. Yeah, the Gemara speaks out in Kiddushin, Eze Kibud, Eze Moira. There's a whole list in the Gemara, what's Nichlal in Kibud, what's Nichlal in Moira. Two different lists. So the list of Moira, you don't need to worry, it's not Nigea to your elder brother, only to your parents. Says the Beis Meir, putting someone into Chirim is a Chisorin in Moira, not a Chisorin in Kibud. Right? So you've got no chiyuv of moira to your elder brother. Mameli, you can put your elder brother in chayrim if it's necessary, of course. So what comes out? So the halacha is, of course, an elder brother who is not shem teir mitzvahs, is not act like he should be acting for shteizach, if he's not a tinnik shenish, but someone who's boyot and he's mevazah the Torah, one is not chayav to be mechavit him. But you always have to know, be sensible with people. Even they're not mechavit to mechavit him, it doesn't always work to make a fight. Sometimes it's worth just being mechavit him, even though you're not mechuyav to be mechavit him, but just steer clear, get along mutually. I read a story, took place in America at the beginning of the 19th century, beginning of the 1900s. There was a yid that came up from Russia to America called Mr. Belsky. Mr. Belsky, a Russian yid, came to America looking for parnasa, and he started his job by selling buttons. And it was Masliach, business was going well there, right at the beginning of the 1900s, before the Great Depression. And he built his business up slowly but surely until he became a very rich man, had a very prosperous business. His button business grew to immense extents. And he employed many Yidden, other Yidden who were coming from Russia. He employed them in his factories, gave a lot of people business. A very special man. He had a few children, four sons he had. One son was called Beryl. This Beryl seemed to be a good boy. He decided to send him to yeshiva, to Europe. So he took this Beryl, he sent him off to Radin, to the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva. And Beryl learned there in the best years of his life, had everything. His father was a rich man, he was learning in yeshiva, everything going for him. He learned for 2 years in the yeshiva, he was even mshamish the Chofetz Chaim, this Beryl Belsky. And he filled himself up with ruchnius. You can imagine the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva. After 2 years, he receives a letter from America. Your father's very ill. And there's a big business to run. Please come home. So he booked a journey on the ship. And he traveled back to America. And he had to join the business. After a few months, his father passed away. His father was Nifta. So now came the time to divide up the business between the four brothers, the four siblings. The other three brothers who stayed in America hadn't been to yeshiva, hadn't had much chinuch, and been busy with America of those days, and they had lost all the Yiddishkeit. They'd become Freie Yidden, the Umchalini Shabbos. And he had this brother, Beryl, the fourth brother, who was not only a Shem and Terem Mitzvah, he'd been learning by the Chofetz Chaim for 2 years. And he saw his brother act, his brothers acted, and his brothers were arguing together, made a whole machlokes about dividing up the business. He decided, this is not for me, I have to keep out of this. I'm a Ben Torah, I have to keep out of all this. So what he did was, he told his brothers, give me my share in the business, and I'll sell it back to you for cash. So they gave him his 10%. I'm not sure the Bechor somehow took a very large amount there. He was machmir more than Pishnaim. They left him with 10%. They gave him cash for 10% of the business. They bought him out with a pittance. They gave him nothing. He had that cash, and he struggled all his life with business. He never became an Oisha. He just about made it. But he brought up a beautiful family. This Beryl Belsky had a son called Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, the famous Poisek in America who was Nifta a few months ago. Rabbi Yisrael Belsky said about his parents' home, our home was full of simcha and we never felt deprived. It was a happy home. On the other hand, his uncles, these Freie Yidden, they fought the whole life over the business. They didn't stop. It went on and on. As to the kach that their children, Nifta a while ago, their children just gave up the whole business. They said, forget it, we're not interested in carrying on something which our parents argued about their whole lives. So they gave up the business. So Bishra Belsky said over the difference between his uncle's life and his father, Beryl Belsky's life, is summed up in a posuk in Tehillim. The posuk says in Kapitel Dalad, Nosato simcha belibi me'es deganom v'siroshom rabu. That means you put gladness in my heart that is greater than theirs at the time that their grain and wine abound. So this is the first part of the pasuk goes on his father, Beryl Belsky. Yeah, he's a simple person, brought up a very nice home. You put gladness in my heart. That is much greater than his three brothers who had a time when the grain and wine abound. They had plenty, they had a big lot of panosa, but they never had any peace in their life. They were arguing and fighting together. Brothers who were fighting together their whole lives. So one has to know, always to work it out well. You've got brothers, unfortunately, if you have an elder brother who's not a shomer Torah and mitzvahs, how to get along. You can learn from Rabbi Belsky how he cut himself off from his brothers. You don't always have to do that, but how to just get along. Move on to the next shaila of Kibbud Achiv Hagadol. Do you have to be mechabed your elder brother after your father dies? What is the shaila? Why shouldn't you? Well, it seems to be a big machloikus in achreinim. It's very interesting. Why should it change once your father dies? So it starts with the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in the Shiroshim is where the Rambam speaks out how you count the mitzvahs, Tarek mitzvahs, yeah? There's the Behag, Baloch, Skadoilos. The Rambam comes to argue on him how you work out the minyan of mitzvahs. And then the Ramban argues back on the Rambam. So the worry, the issue over here is, why is Kibbud Achiv HaGadol not mentioned as a separate mitzvah? Why is it not one of the Tariag? No, it's definitely not mentioned. No one mentions it one of the Tariag. So the Rambam writes, we learn it out from a Vav, a Ribuy of a Vav, Ve'esimecho. We don't count such things as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam calls it Midivrei Sofrim, and it's famous when the Rambam marries Midivrei Sofrim, there's a shaila, does it mean Daraisa or does it mean Drabonon? It might even be Drabonon. The Charedim from Rebbe Elazar Azkari, he was one of the Gedolim in Tzfas in the days of the Arizal and the Beis Yosef, he writes, the kibbud of your elder brother is only Drabonon. There's no chiyuv of Daraisa. And the Rambam is unclear. The Ramban comes to argue on the Rambam and says that the inyan to be mechabed your elder brother is because of the covet of your father. Because every father wants that his eldest son should be mechabed through the younger siblings. They should be mechabed elder brother, similar to what the Shavus Yaakov says, or I said earlier on. So the Ramban says, you know why it's not mentioned as a separate mitzvah? It's very simple, because it's not a new mitzvah, it's part of Kibbud Av. It's a sniff. It's a little sniff of Kibbud Av. That's why it's not a separate mitzvah. The Rambam, on the other hand, seems to say it's not a sniff of Kibbud Av. Because he wants to say it should be a separate mitzvah. Only because it's from above, we don't say it's a separate mitzvah. So it seems to be machloikus Ramban and Rambam if it's a separate mitzvah or not. If it's a separate mitzvah, it belongs to Kibbud Av. So according to the Ramban, that's a sniff of Kibbud Av. Of course, when your father's niffed already, so there's no inyan to be mechabit him anymore. Your father doesn't need you to be mechabit your elder brother. Even though, of course, someone might ask that you to be mechabit your father even after his death. Mechabit ibn Moise, the Gemara says. But that's to mechabit him himself. The father doesn't need you to mechabit your elder brother after his own death. So the Achronim speak out, yeah, this is not my own, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in the Noisi Kalim in Shulchan Aruch, this Chet Shuva, say that according to the Ramban, one shouldn't be mechabit to be mechabit his elder brother once his father's nifter. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, who learns as a separate mitzvah, nothing to do with Kibbud Av, you should be mechuv to your elder brother after his nifta. So the Minchas Chinuch and the Gilead Marsha both seem to say that we're machmir lahalacha to be mechabed your elder brother even after your father's nifta. Like the Rambam, that has nothing to do with Kibbud Av. Another nafkamina between these two shitters, if it's a sniff of Kibbud Av or not, is if your father can be moichel. Let's say the father says, you know, I'm Moichel, I don't need you to be mechabed my eldest son, I don't get along with him, I don't need you to be mechabed my eldest son. So if you learn it's a sniff of Kibbud Av, then of course the father can be Moichel. If you learn like the Rambam, it's nothing to do with Kibbud Av, the father's got comics into these things. So that's two nafkaminos, are you chayv after the death of your father, and can your father be Moichel? We're machmir on both, that you should mechabed your brother even after your father dies, and your father can't be Moichel. Now this is a very interesting inyan. Is one allowed to kiss his elder brother? Lenashik Achiv HaGadol. What should be the problem? We never heard there should be a problem. So the truth is, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Ramban al Torah in a few places that all go Lishitosai. Is there a problem of kavod to kiss someone? Yeah? Same thing as kissing a father. Are you allowed to go and kiss your father? Is it a pegiah in kavod or not? Yeah, anyone who goes into Reb Chaim Kievsky is not going to suddenly go and give him a kiss. You understand? That's not covered. It's not derech eretz for God Ladoy to go and kiss him. So there's a shaila about kibbut av and kibbut ochiv. Is there a problem of kissing him? So we've got a lot of psukim in the Torah. It's very nashik, the yishak loy. All these psukim seem to say one kiss the other. So there's a machleikus. Machleikus Rashi and Rabban. It starts. Oh, we're going to go start with the end first. Let's go to Parshas Yisroi. Yisroi, Moshe Rabbeinu's shver came along. Vayetze Moshe likras chaysnoi, vayishtachu vayishakloi. Moshe bowed down, vayishakloi, and he kissed his shver, Yisroi. Well, that's all according to Rashi, that. Rashi says, vayishtachu, ein yideh mi yishtach velemi. So Rashi says, kushoyme ish lori eyu, mi hakori ish. Zeh Moshe, it must be that Moshe Rabbeinu kissed Yisroi. That's what Rashi says. So automatically it follows on, Vayishak Loi also is going back to Moshe Rabbeinu to his Shveh. Right? But the Ramban obviously didn't learn like that. We've won a few places in the Ramban. One of them are going a little bit further back to Parshas Shemoyth. When Moshe Rabbeinu was on his way back from Midian, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron, go and meet your brother Moshe. ויאמר השם אל אהרן לך לקראת מוישה המדברו וילך ויפגשיו בהר האלוקים וישק לוי. And he met him in Har Elokim וישק לוי, and he kissed him. Who kissed who? So the Rambam says, do you know who kissed who? Aaron kissed Moshe. Why? So the Rambam speaks out, כי מוישה האונוב נוהג כבוד באהרן אחיו הגדול. Moshe the Onov was noeg kavod in his elder brother Aaron, velachein loy oma vayishku ish es ochiv, that one kissed the other, because they didn't both kiss each other. Only Aaron kissed Moshe, his younger brother, but Moshe Rabbeinu would have never kissed Aaron, his elder brother, because it's not kavod. So it follows on that when Yisroi, there's a locha, you have to also be mechabed yeshveh, which is a shear for itself. It comes from Parashas Yisroi. Yeah. Automatically, it says there, Vayishak Loi, couldn't have been Moshe Rabbeinu kissed his Shveh, according to the Ramban, because it's not covered. It must have been the other way around. Yisroi must have kissed his son-in-law. There's another one, Parshas Vayigash. When Yaakov met Yosef, but yes, Yosef, my kafta, Yosef went out to meet Yaakov, and Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. Yeah, it's not so long ago, last week's parasha. And he fell on his shoulder, on his neck. Everyone knows the Rashi. Yosef was crying and fell on the shoulders and the neck of his father. But Yaakov to Yosef not. Why? So Rashi brings down the Chazal. He's in the middle of saying Krishna, right? In the middle of saying Krishna. The Rabban over there says no. Einoi derech kovoid lipalot savorov. He comes, brings Rashi, says, Rashi can't be right. Can't be that Yosef fell on his father's shoulders. It's not derech kovoid lipalot savorov. This seems to be the Rabban, the Shittosai, that kissing your father or falling on your father's shoulders is not derech kovoid. Who had an elder brother, it's not derech kovoid. Elo Yaakov, the Rabban says, Elo Yaakov El Yosef. And it says in Pasuk, Vayipul Al Savarov, it means Yaakov fell on Yosef's shoulders, not like Rashi. And that is alright, the father to his son's alright. So we have here a big machlokes around Ban and Rashi. Comes up, I think, in other places also. After his father died. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's different when he's not alive anymore. It's not chasor and covered, maybe he's not alive, only when he's alive. There, maybe it's just a ma'aseh chibur when he's nifter. Right, so according to Rashi, so once someone wants to know if he's allowed to go along, you haven't seen your brother for a long time, suddenly arrives, your eldest brother, which you have to be mechabed, can you go and give him a kiss? So according to the Rabban, you can't. It's not derech kavod. According to Rashi, you're allowed to. And it seems, of course, the Oidim HaNoyeg that you do, it seems it's ongenomen that like we take on like Rashi, it's not a problem to kiss your elder brother or to kiss your father for the same price. Now, it was interesting to know this Ramban. The Ramban holds the son of kavod and kissing on a father or a brother. This is another interesting shaila. But Pashas all in Yonikoloid or Noyeg by your brother, like by your father. Kovoid, yeah, we said before, Yira not, Moira not, but Kovoid, yeah. Now, one of the things of Kovoid that a person has to be Noyeg to his father is, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Loyle Kreise Bishmoy, not to call him by his name. You can't call him by his first name. Alright, so, this sounds strange. When you think there's an Indian of Kovoid, an elder brother, you can't call him by his name. Doesn't seem right. So the Minchas Chinuch speaks it out. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, where he speaks about Kibud Av Ve'Eim, speaks about also Kibud Achiv Ve'Gadol, and he says that obviously Chazal have worked out that there's an Indian of Kovoid to your father, not to call him by his name. But an elder brother, of course, you have to call him by his name. It's not a Chazon in Kovoid. That means Chazal will be magdi what's Kovoid by a father and what's Kovoid by a brother. Not everything that is by a father is made by a brother also.
Yes, that's right.
So Chazal worked out the problem of a father, not to a brother. Yeah.
You can't talk to your father.
Even though it seems it's a din of Kovoid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's obvious. Yeah, a brother loves to call by his name.
Did the Kovoid come into the classification of
Moira? I don't know.
This point of kissing is different in Hungary and Poland and all these places.
Oh, yes.
Kissing was more frowned upon than in Hungary. Hungary, there's
Hungary,
in France.
So in Hungary, they took on like Rashi, and in other places, they took on like the Ramban.
Yeah.
Seems to be a machlokes.
It seems to be in Poland, last in England,
Kissed your father. Tacos, very warm people, Hungarians.
Every Friday night,
Okay. There's one more shaila after your brother. There's a locha. Your father, you have to be mechavet b'moisa. Yeah, the Gemara says when your father dies, you have to be mechavet b'moisa. You say when your father dies, say harini kaparas mishkava. Yeah, the Gemara condition. Do you have to be mechavet your brother, your elder brother, after he dies, after your elder brother dies? So the Minchas Chinuch speaks out. Yes, of course. Just as the chiyuv to mechavet your father after he dies, you chiyuv to mechavet your brother after he dies. Yeah. So this is an ongoing mitzvah to mechavet your brother. It's when he's alive. It's after he dies. The Yaris the Vashem mentioned before finishes off the stricter I've got here, the Loshen, that Vavinisena Rabim, it's a chet godl that people are not having the older brothers. Yeah, I've said it before, I'm not the oldest, so no one should think I've got Nikias here. Cotton Kofitz Barosh, the younger one jumps up at the head. Ve'en kan covered klal. Bottle gamkin kibbut avaim. Because you're not Mechabit an elder brother, Mamela's bottle kibbut avaim. Yeah, can't explain it, but that's what the Yaris the Vash writes. So if we mechazik ourselves in kibbut, achiv a godl lechira tamat would come out to chizuk kibbut avim also. The Asavash writes, "Asher gia hadoyer generation came shahav aim tsrichim linoy kovid bebonim." The parents have to know kovid in the children. Now this is talking about in the Asavash's days, so I'm not sure what the Asavash should write about nowadays. Shaydu shvezecha to everyone should be mechabed each other properly. Shvezecha to bina b'samigdash b'mehir b'meinu amen.
Covered to shake a hand, even men to women.
Not by Jewish people.
Jewish?
Ah, yeah.
They have behind.
Then it's all right.
I don't know.
They're covered. It might be all right.
What to do with the posa by nashek lechol echol by yev gali hel?
Oh, that was a kasha I wanted to ask. Lack of time.
I'm waiting for it.
Lack of time.
All right, go on. What's the answer?
I haven't got an answer. The problem is the oldest brother, yeah?
Yeah, we kissed all
the brothers. Lechol echol, even Reuben. How could you kiss Reuben according to the Ramban? Yeah. So I was thinking maybe the Ramban does say in some places that he kisses on the hand. The kisses on the hand is not a story in Derech Eretz. The Ramban writes. So maybe it means that it's a doich. I'm asking it's a doich. Rashi says there's a menashik v'hoylech. The kissing, unlikely on the hand, which is just a one-off. Yeah, I have a question.
And also, is this oldest brother? Is that dafka because of the choir, or not? If he's just the oldest brother in the family.
Dafka is not choir.
So if he's got an older sister,
yes.
the whole thing's bottled.
Yeah. Whole thing's bottled.
Okay.
The eldest, yeah.
The eldest.
And Danny Kane, sister 5 minutes older than me.
Oh! Twin.
Joseph. Joseph and Apple.
She got the coming.
Joseph.
My elder brother.
Kenyan. Joseph is a Melech.
Yeah.
Actually, that's
the terrace.
Right. I don't know, actually.